I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We listen?
No, we do judge because that
what?
Is so
nah,
mean.
Hell no, nah, I'm not blaming it. We listen and we don't judge. Okay. So whenever we go in like a new place or even in our home and you tell me to go scan the house or whatever because it's dark and you're scared of monsters, I'm scared too.
Okay, we listen and we don't judge. Sometimes when I don't have my toothbrush on me and you leave your toothbrush in my bathroom.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Jalousy Podcast.
We are hitting you guys from Thursday and we're currently in Vancouver, Canada.
I feel like we haven't done like a home podcast in such a long time. Maybe our last one was, but I feel like we're never doing these episodes at home anymore.
I know. It's crazy. No, because for them, it is technically at home, but we're usually like home for that one day. We film the episode and then we like leave.
Other podcasts have like their own studios and we're just on the road. We're actually speaking about on the road. So I had a little bit of a dilemma. This trip has been nothing but like major L. So I packed up everything, all the podcast equipment, but a major thing that I forgot was my input source for the mixer that we use. So like the main thing to go in the, into the walls to
give it power.
Yeah, give it power. And we had to buy another one. We had to buy a whole new mic.
And that is why this episode is late. So we are so, so sorry, you guys. And next week, we are going to hopefully be back onto the schedule that we initially had. But that is the reason why things were kind of like out of whack. It's because just like the traveling and everything has been so crazy. But do you hear me fine on your headset?
Yeah,
I feel like I hear myself double, but it could just be me. It could just be me. We're good? Yep. Okay, cool. This is a new mixer. So we're just trying to figure out and make sure that everything is okay. And if it isn't, I am so sorry. Because we're still trying to figure out how to make it work.
So that was just like one of the major L's that we took this trip. Another major L was a zipline tour we had yesterday. So we were at, I don't know what it is with the United States, bro. United States doesn't do anything correct, bro. We come in another country and everything's like military time, right? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Okay, so we scheduled something and it said for like 13:30. In my brain, I'm like, oh, that's 2:30, 100%.
Jake, we sound dumb saying this because it's nobody's fault but ours.
Oh, like, bro, 100%. We're so
just
dumb.
We're so dumb.
Yeah, so Nat scheduled something. She's like, oh, wait, we could do this. Like, to line. So we had a snowboard trip planned. And then after the snowboard trip, we were going to go to the zip lining. So we planned our snowboard trip according to the zip lining. And we're like, all right, we got to be done on the mountain by 2:30. Okay. So we look at the map. We look at the clock and it's like, what is it? It's like 1:30. No. It's 12:30 right now. And we're like, all right, we got to get off the mountain. We get off the mountain. We're about to get food, lunch before the 2:30 appointment for the zip lines. And we look at the reservation. It says 13:30. Come to our senses, bruh. And it's 1:30. That's the time our appointment is. And then we're like, we're fucked. Because Nat doesn't have shoes. We have to eat, buy snowshoes. And Nat didn't have anything. I have my snowshoes on right now, actually.
We didn't make it by 2 minutes.
I was prepared.
It's actually 3 minutes, I think.
But it said, it said to be there 10 minutes before. So yeah. I was like, damn.
Technically, like, we literally ran to the car, moved the car, parked it somewhere else. Like, we did everything and got there 2 minutes, like, after the 1 p.m. And you were supposed to be there, like, 10 minutes before. So we technically didn't make it. So then I told the girl, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so dumb. I missed the time. Like, we were on schedule to go for the 2:30 because in my brain, like, I wired in that 13:30 was military time of 2:30 our time. So I was just completely off schedule. Well, technically I was on my own schedule. So when this happened, I was like, okay, damage control, let's do everything super fast. And we ended up being only 2 minutes late to the actual time. But I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I mixed everything up. And I knew. So when I booked that tour, each tour was moved like 40 minutes away from each other. So there was a bunch of tours. It's not like one or two a day. It's like a lot. Like, they're reoccurring very, very, very often. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to ask you. It doesn't hurt to ask. So I was like, is there any way, like, do you have any spots in any tours, like the next one, even tomorrow? Like, and this is like 2.5 hours from our Airbnb, so it was just kind of really far. But I was like, anyway, so we don't lose the money, because it was really expensive. And she was like, oh, we have an availability for the it's like a tour that's in the nighttime, but that doesn't work for me because I can't vlog it for you guys. GoPros are not good in the low light, so if I tried to film that, it wasn't gonna be like what I had in mind for it. Like, we actually moved our entire schedule around to be able to fit this ziplining tour, because initially it was, we were supposed to go to this snowboarding and ziplining on Thursday today, but we moved it because they had no availability today for the daytime tours, only for the nighttime tours. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't work. It really doesn't kind of make sense to spend all of that money on something that I can't even film for you guys. So we ended up moving everything around for this stupid ziplining tour. And then she ends up telling us, yeah, that they have a night one. And at this point, we're just kind of like, we either do the night one for our own enjoyment and don't lose the money, or we just walk away. So I was like, sure, like, let's do the night one. And then she's like, oh, but it's also a $50 per person fee to change to another time. And that's when I was like, oh, no.
Yes. So essentially we're paying $100 for a worst tour that we can't even film. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, we came to the conclusion like, no, that's not, doesn't make sense, because we need to film this. We need to get the content.
Yeah.
And then we're paying extra. But not, yeah, like, Nat, I'm very disappointed because you left your snow boots at home, Nat.
I know. This is what happened. Okay.
Okay. Let's hear that. Let's hear it.
Listen to me.
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay. That is the theme of today's episode. So we're going to get into that craziness in a bit. But okay, what happened was, honey, who the hell keeps texting
your dad?
Our phone?
Leave him alone.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to put my phone on silent. You guys probably hear the vibrating going left and right. I'm so sorry for all of our
Some of our family members don't work.
Dad, I hope you hear that. Wait, what are they sending?
I don't know.
It's a group chat. Anyway. So initially I was like packing everything, and Jake actually ended up leaving. Like, we were supposed to go to the airport at 11:30, and I was like, Jake, you need to be back. Jake didn't leave the house to go run his errands till 11. Okay. So when he was like in a rush all morning, and then he left me for hours, and I was stuck like packing the media stuff, my personal stuff, and making sure that the house was like pretty much ready to go. So I was doing all of that stuff. And then I was like, oh, my stupid ass snow boots. And if you know anything about Jake, and I know he's going to get on me after I say this, but it's the truth.
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay. If you know anything about Jake, is that if he has something in his car, or specifically his trunk bed, it's like it never existed. It's like in there, and you'll never see the light of day again. Right. So when we went to Mammoth, I took these damn snow boots and they stayed in the car, because whenever we get back from a trip, unless it's my luggage, it stays in Jake's car. So these boots stayed in the damn car because I didn't have them in my luggage. So I never saw the damn things again. So when I was looking for these boots, I'm like running up and down the stairs trying to figure out where they're at. I'm like, first floor, and we have a bunch of like shoe spots around the house. And I'm like looking everywhere, and I can't find the stupid ass boots. I'm like, all right, I quit. So then I kind of like peek into the garage, and I don't see anything, because in the garage, sometimes we have boots. Emphasis on sometimes. And I was like, all right, I'm quitting. I was like, whatever, when Jake comes home, I'm gonna remind him to help me look for them, because they're probably in his truck. And Jake also, I was like, oh, he probably has his truck, like, whatever. It ended up just slipping my mind. So I seal up the bag, because we're already late. Jake doesn't get back to the house till like 12, right? So we're already super ultra mega late, and it just slipped my mind. So I forgot my stupid boots, but that wasn't that big of an issue. I was like, I'll just buy new ones. I need new ones anyways, because my snow boots are not snow boots. Like, I can't take them to the snow. Mm-hmm. They slip.
Okay.
So yeah, that was my entire explanation. I don't have anything else to say. It was my fault.
Okay, yeah, we listen and we don't judge. It's your fault. I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
But What happened was I took the boots out of my truck originally, and they're probably, as soon as she opened the door, if she would have took like four steps forward and looked to the right on the floor, the boots are right there.
If you could take four steps in that stupid ass garage, don't even get me started on that.
Oh, we listen and we're going to judge right now. Okay, the garage is messy because she keeps buying decorations and our garage doesn't have that space. We have a bike. We have like boxes and stuff. Mind you, we have racks that came with our home. Very expensive racks, probably like $5,000 that were installed in our home. They're full. It's full of random stuff.
No, it's not random. Don't you dare say it's random stuff.
What is it full of? Decorations, okay. Right?
No. What? Yes, but no. It is decorations, but it's also things that we need. Like, we have paint buckets. We have, camping gear.
Okay. When? Okay, did we go camping this summer? I think
we left.
When I get back, I'm going on OfferUp and selling everything.
No, you're not.
I
need space. No, you're not.
We could barely fit our two cars in the garage.
Dude, no, because our stuff that we have in there is always used, but it's seasonal stuff, right? Which is what you're supposed to use your garage storage for, seasonal stuff. I don't know why I'm arguing with you about this. I'm totally in the right here.
It's seasonal, Nat.
Yeah.
But we didn't use anything this season. We use like 25%, 30% of the stuff in the season.
Honey, you don't remember our comfortable ass chairs that we were using in Utah when Nelly had all her stupid games?
What's wild to me is that it's seasonal. But we buy shit every season and stuff it in every season. Like,
no.
The last year's seasonal stuff gets pushed back even more, and the new seasonal stuff pushes it. Like,
damn, for example, me up with that one.
For example, when we went to the Utah, like the whole road trip during the summer, we bought bikes. So that's seasonal, right? All right, that's gonna be pushed all the way to the back now. That's like what's causing the main
obstruction. Who's we? Because I don't have a bike anymore.
Oh, what happened to your bike? What happened to
it? It's not funny, but watch. Next year, I'm going to use your bike, and you're not going to have a bike because you're talking all this trash. Please remind us next summer when we are talking about bikes, and Jake's talking about the fact that he has to run behind me and Ellie when we're on his bike because he wants to throw it away so badly. I'm like, dude, those bikes were so expensive, and I'm so sad that my bike is gone. I'm actually like not recovered from that
yet. I mean, it's not gone. If we go back to that Airbnb, it's still there.
No way.
It was in the front yard, remember?
Yeah, but I'm sure they like threw it out. What are they going to do with the broken-ass bike?
I don't even know. They just fixed the handlebars and stuff, bruh. If you guys know, if you guys remember, that bike is literally the worst thing that ever happened to a bike in the existence of bikes.
Yeah, my dad told me, he's like, you should have brought it back, like we could have fixed it. But I was like, no, Dad, you don't understand. It was pretty cooked. But they could have just parted it out because it was a really good bike, and I only had
the tires were
like
good.
Month.
Everything was good.
I know. So whoever probably like parted it out, and you know, got do you ever think about what happened to that cat?
I think that cat like is just like a, what is it called, like a
stray.
No, when you go on the side of the road, a hitchhiker. I think it's a hitchhiker cat. It would go to like the other farm next to us and then go to our farm.
Yeah.
And then back and forth. And it hated our dogs, but it wanted to be by them the whole time.
I know. And you know what? So we actually never ended up seeing that cat before we left. Like,
yeah, the last time we seen it, I think it was 3 days before we left. So we were hoping to see it one more time and then maybe take it to a vet. But then if we take it to a vet and then something bad were to happen to it, like I'd feel guilty.
The reason why we never actually like kind of continued the cat situation was because I was pretty positive it had an owner. Like, I'm sure that one of the or like multiple owners, I think the farms would feed it, because we found bowls in the Airbnb that we were at. We found bowls on the side, like dog bowls. So it was just weird, you know what I mean? And also, like, the cat was fed. It
was a chunky cat.
Yeah, it was fed. Now, could it just hunt for its food? And a lot of people were telling us, like, don't give it food at all. And it's true, you're not supposed to give like those cats food so they don't stop. And he would hunt. That guy would hunt.
Yeah, he'd be on the lookout. Like, every time we'd walk outside, he'd be looking around, just like looking and scavenging.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like you let your feelings get the best of you, right? And we did. You bought the fucking cat food.
I bought the cat a big bag of cat food, and I posted it on my story. And then they're like, nah, don't feed it yet. And I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna feed it. So the cat food is in the house somewhere.
Yeah. And it's just like, you sometimes you do let your feelings get the best of you. But it's like, yeah, if that cat survives off of hunting, you're not supposed to feed it or whatever. But no, I'm pretty positive that cat was like one of the farms owned that cat, which is crazy because like till this day, that is the only cat that Ellie was friends with, which is crazy because Ellie hates everyone.
I think she could definitely be friends with another cat. We just have to force the relationship.
You think so? I don't think you could. I think that Ellie's just not happy or friends with anybody. But if we end up getting a farm anytime, we would for sure need to get a cat, because cats are useful.
But the same thing with Ellie is like our dog. So we have a dog trainer, and she has her own two dogs, right? And whenever they go on walks together, we literally force them to be with each other. Like, they're not enemies, but they're like, oh, it's like when you're with your annoying cousin that you don't want to like hang out with. You're just like walking with them, and they do walks together, right? Ellie is so mad. Like, she doesn't even want to look to the left, and her dog doesn't even want to look to the right to look at each other. They're just like, so annoyed with each other. That's how it is going to be with another cat.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, maybe a version of that.
When we have a farm, we have to get a cat. You know that.
I know. You need it. Like, actually.
I feel like I'll fold, though. Like, it has to be like a domestic cat. I mean, what's it called? A feral cat. It has to be a feral cat. I think a feral cat's when they run around like the property and just come back whenever they hunt. Yeah, it's an outside cat that doesn't come to you, doesn't stay inside, nothing. That's a feral cat.
Feral cat. I think I've heard that term before.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Right, we got to get deep into this topic, okay? You guys clicked on here for a reason, and we're going to be exposing ourselves to each other.
Okay.
And mind you, if you're new here, we live with each other. We're a couple. We're very young. Live with each other. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. So if you're not new here, you already know what's going to go on. But Alrighty. You want to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Okay, you can go first. Jake said that his list is a whole lot longer than mine. I couldn't think of anything because, like, so have you seen all these people that do the trend on TikTok and then they get canceled? Have you seen it?
Oh, bruh. If they're going to be playing We Listen and We Don't Judge, we got to play it together, bro. Come on.
Because, okay, so I saw this one. Oh, I don't know if I should. Okay, basically, I saw a few where people were actually being honest. Because, like, let's be real. Like, if you're going to be honest, it gets kind of, like, you know what I
mean? I feel like you have to set a boundary. If you're playing We Listen, We Don't Judge, you have to set that boundary. Like, okay, you're not going to judge me. I'm just trying to get this off my chest. Like, it could be like that. Or it could be like how we're doing it when we do stupid stuff around the house.
Because, hear me out. A lot of people were, like, coming to the, like, it became a trend to do We Listen and We Do Judge, like, you guys, and they would stitch the videos and be like, this is, right? So that's how I'm like, I don't know where we draw the line on things we can speak about. So I'll see, like,
I mean, I've never done anything major, so I could talk about every, I mean, no, it's embarrassing on me. It's embarrassing on me, though.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I think it's embarrassment, like, vibes. Okay, all right,
so
continue.
You would like me to go?
Yeah, you go first. You go all first. Right.
We Listen and We Don't Judge. Okay, so whenever we first moved into the house, our neighbor had a cute dog, perfect dog, right? I wanted to have a play date at the house. So she was at work, or I don't know, she was busy, and I asked if I could take him over and bring him to our house. I bring him, and I have him play with the dogs, whatever. He runs upstairs. We have the same exact, pretty much the same exact layout. So he knows the house completely, but it's just a different sense to him. He goes upstairs, runs around with the girls. He jumps on your bed. And I'm not, you hate the dogs going on the bed. So I'm like, all right, I don't know. He's just on the bed. He's just going to lay down. I could probably take a picture of him laying down. He goes to lay down, but I guess when French bulldogs lay down, they like squat and lay down, whatever. He was peeing, and he's a boy, so I thought he lifts his leg to pee. He peed, and I never told you, so I covered it up. And now every time we clean the mattress or we clean like the bedding, we take off the sheets.
And I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's like a little yellow dot, and that's his pee.
And you know what I think is so funny? That I've mentioned this in my Sunday resets, that it was Ellie when she first came in, but it didn't make sense to me. And let me tell you why. Okay, this is my thing. When Ellie peed on the bed, which, by the way, was also Jake's fault because he put her on the bed after I told him not to. When she peed on that bed, I remember we cleaned it because I was so angry at you. We cleaned it like that moment, and her pee was like really, really small. She was a puppy. She was 8 months or 6 months. It was like literally the littlest thing ever. Sorry, my brain had a brain fart. Dude, so when I saw that other pee spot, it didn't make sense how that was Ellie, but I didn't know who else to blame because I was like, it had to have been Ellie.
Yep, but it was Frankie. We listen and we don't judge. What's up, brother?
Listen, what you and we tell don't me? Judge. I'm not going to say anything because we don't judge. All right, moving on. Okay, this one. So I told you about this once, but okay. We listen and we don't judge, okay? Okay,
we don't judge. Nobody judges you.
After the last time that I told you that I had broken that piece in your truck because I thought that your e-brake was with the foot, do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember the little plastic piece and then it came off. It doesn't fit anymore.
I've done it two more times after that time. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's cars that have a manual e-brake, which you have to press with your foot all the way in and you crank it. And then there's the e-brake with the button. And Jake has the button, but I forget because most trucks have the crank. So I crank it thinking that it's that, but it's a plastic part and you break it every time you, and I broke it every single time.
We listen and we don't judge. Okay, there was a time where I was brushing my teeth and I was like, bro, why is this toothbrush so fucked up? Like, it was one of those toothbrushes that you look at it and it's like, the bristles are like all over the place. Like when you wake up in the morning with your hair, that's how the bristles look. And I brush my teeth with it. It's my toothbrush. Mind you, my toothbrush is just in Nat's bathroom. And she's like, did you brush your teeth with that? And I'm like, yeah, I brushed my teeth with it. And you told me that you had like clean shoes or whatever. She doesn't clean her shoes often. So when she cleaned up like those shoes, they must have been dirty.
It wasn't shoes.
What was it?
It was the bathtub. The entire live knows this. You guys remember when I had a TikTok live and there was a toothbrush on the floor and then everyone was like, why do you have your toothbrush on the floor? I was like, oh no, I cleaned the shower with that.
A bathtub net with all the grime?
Yeah, well, that's what I used it for, to get into the little... Okay,
this makes me feel less worse of a person. All right. I got so mad at you one time like because of that. I'm like, all right, this is her payback, because if it's not her toothbrush in her bathroom, why is she using it for other things? Right? Okay. So I grabbed one of her toothbrushes. It's like her one of the newest ones that she uses, and I put it in the toilet bowl full of pee and poop. No, I'm just kidding. Not that far. It was an empty toilet bowl. I just put it in there, though, and then I just left it on the sink for you to brush your teeth the next day. This was a while ago, though, so we listen.
No, we do judge, because that what? Is so
nah,
mean.
Hell no, why I'm not
would you
this.
Do, why would you do that? To get revenge?
Yeah, dude.
Jake, but I didn't do it to hurt you.
Okay, but this isn't the first time you use my toothbrushes, all right?
Okay, but using your toothbrush in my mouth and using your toothbrush to clean the shower is two different things.
I'm exposing
and
you.
No, that's part of my listen and we don't
okay,
judge.
Okay, okay, okay.
Dude, this makes me so angry, Jake, because Jake has left that toothbrush on the floor of the shower for like weeks. That's the reason it was there. So I was like, oh, no one has ever claimed this. So I just started using it.
I left it on the floor in the shower. If I didn't use it, Nat, it probably fell from your, like, whatever your
Well, rats. It was on the, my point is it was on the floor. So then I just started using it. No one used it, in
yeah,
my opinion.
Yeah, so just use a random, nice,
that
random
is
toothbrush.
So
There's
mean.
Toothbrushes you use, like the dollar ones that you use to clean, but not mine, bro. Mine are $5.79 for two.
Babe, it was on the shower floor, bro. I pee when I shower, like... It's been there.
How do girls manage to do that? Like, I get a guy, like, we have the hose, we could just aim in any direction.
I don't care,
girls,
just go, it washes.
Just goes down your leg?
Yeah. It's warm.
Oh my, it's warm. Guys, I'm not even gonna expose you. Just know she doesn't drink water. That's all I'm gonna say.
I don't. My pee's always yellow. But wait, aside from that, what?
Nothing.
That's most of the people watching this right now. I doubt it.
I'm
babe,
pretty
you're
sure.
The only person who's hydrated in this world.
I doubt that now. All right.
I don't think I've ever met someone
judge.
Who chugs
we
water. Wait, I'm not done. I don't think I've met someone who chugs more water than Jake in this entire world.
I love raw water. Any beverage, bro. I'm just...
Well, I love beverages too, but not water like that. You drink a lot of water. Okay, anyway, moving on. Since he just spoiled mine, I guess I'm just going to talk about that one. Okay, we listen and we don't judge. Sometimes when I don't have my toothbrush on me and you leave your toothbrush in my bathroom and I can't find mine. And I remember the specific time I did it. It was because my stuff was packaged in my luggage and my luggage was downstairs. And I had one of your spare toothbrushes in my... It wasn't like the toothbrush that you're actively using unless you left it. But that would make no sense.
Wait,
so it was.
I'm pausing you. I don't have a toothbrush that I actively use because every time I leave it in
you
your...
Back then you did.
Every time you leave it in your restroom, you confiscate them, bro. I swear.
No, it was just that one. Okay, and Jake sorry, always... Jake has two toothbrushes. He has one in my bathroom and then he has one in his bathroom, and then back then he had the one in the shower, but then I don't know what happened to that one. Well, we know what happened to that one. So I didn't have my toothbrush and I had to go. Like, I had to get up and get ready already. And then you weren't bringing the luggage up. So I was like, all right. And I just used your toothbrush. I don't think that's that bad.
That's so gross. And I used it afterwards, bro.
Oh, that what is. What if you have gross. Like
gingivitis or something?
Why would I have gingivitis?
I don't know.
You don't think about this. The fact that you actually, this is going to sound really bad. I shouldn't say that. I was going to say you exchange other kinds of fluids. Like, I don't understand.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean?
I don't.
But that is kind of gross still because.
Don't judge. All right. We don't judge around here.
Anyway, I don't actively do it. But I did that time because I was so angry. I had to go and I had nothing to brush. And I wasn't going to leave the house without brushing my teeth. That's even more gross.
Okay. We listen and we don't judge.
And you don't rinse your toothbrush afterward or what?
What do you mean afterwards? I rinse it afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, that doesn't matter.
Okay, continue.
You still use my toothbrush. The little bacteria army soldiers are still in there.
You dump my toothbrush in the toilet bowl. Next.
Okay, anyways, we listen and we don't judge.
Okay.
So whenever we go in like a new place or even in our home and you tell me to go scan the house, whatever, because it's dark and you're scared of the monsters, I'm scared too. I'm going to, like, bro, if something catches me, I'm running and they're going for you.
You get scared too?
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh my gosh, that makes me feel so much better. Wait, so when you go, you just do it so you don't look like a baby?
Put my flashlight on and I look back and make sure you're not looking at me. I'm like, anyone here?
You know what's so funny, Jake? That I notice it some of the times because I'm like, go. Why are you scared? And Jake's like, stop pushing me, bro.
Dude, because sometimes I don't want to be the one dying. Come on.
It's
we should do like a rotation, one in one.
Dude, when we have the dogs, he sends the dogs in before he comes.
Because truly, if there's a bad person in your house, then they're not a dog person because dog people are good people. So they're going to... You get Ellie kicked in the... Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, but touch baby shark and a whole bazooka blowing the whole house down. That is
so
mean.
It's so funny. You know what else is funny to me? We're on this topic. When Jake's like scared of a spider.
You swear I'm scared of spiders. Okay, spiders is something I'm not scared of unless they're big.
No, bullshit. You guys, it's so funny because I have it on footage in one of my vlogs where I'll see a spider and I'm like, Jake, there's a spider. And then I'll be like, and he's like, where? And I'll be like, right there. And he's like.
No, and I'm not.
And I'm like, go kill it. He's like, wait, bro, wait.
Oh, shoot. Nah.
Jake, stop. I know you know what I'm saying is true. And he'll like hesitate. And I'm like, if you're scared, just say it. He's like, I'm not scared. I just don't see it. I'm like, no, but it's right. Like, I know it's like it's somewhere like under the shoe. He's like, well, where? Wait, I can't see. Wait, bro, wait. And he'll get like something. And he'll like poke it with the pole to move it out of the way.
Okay, we That's listen. So funny. And we don't judge. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right, so... On the first floor, we have a shoe rack, right? And sometimes there's spiders that get in the house somehow and they build a web and like they camp in any of the in some of the shoes. For example, earlier you were talking about like I pushed the spider to you or whatever. We always find spiders on the first floor. Whenever you tell me to check your spider for shoes, I never check them. So whenever you put your bare foot in there, you could possibly be getting bit by a spider. We listen. And we don't judge.
Damn, people are right. This trend does show you that your partner hates you. That is so mean.
But it's not. I mean, okay, we don't judge though. Go ahead,
it's a pretty guaranteed chance there's a spider in your shoe, by the way.
But say I shake the shoe out and a spider comes out. Like, what am I supposed to do now?
Kill it.
Yeah, you're right.
That is so mean. Yeah, like our first floor has a bunch of spiders because our freaking builders are trash at what they do. And there's probably holes in our fucking house.
We were built on a golf course like 20, 30 years ago, bruh.
I don't know about I didn't fact check that, but yeah, basically we get a bunch of freaking spiders. So there's like a 90% chance you're gonna have a spider in your shoe, and I make him check it. That's so mean. I'm so sad. No.
We listen and we don't judge.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm judging for all of them. It's just hard not to.
Sometimes whenever you're not home, we have a no shoe rule policy, right? And I'm like, I know Nat's not home. I just go up with my shoes. Dude, like I'm tired of taking off all my shoes. Like it's a habit, but sometimes I'm like. I'm going to come back in like 5 minutes. I'm going to leave the house in 5 minutes. I'm not going to take them off. Yeah, I just go up and then come back down.
Listen to me. Don't judge. Okay, sometimes when I don't want to fold my laundry, I'll just throw them in the dirty laundry and hide them.
Dude, that's why in one of our Jadley videos, she exposed me for having so much laundry in the basket in my bathroom. The bathroom was actually dirty, but the laundry that was in the laundry basket in the laundry room, they were not dirty. They just weren't used. And I don't have anywhere to store them, bro. Dude. If I put them in those little Ziploc bags, the big ones, and throw it up on the garage, that doesn't fit.
You know what I think is so funny, though?
What?
I'll catch you sometimes. Because, like, the laundry that I just took out of the, like, dryer will be in the little things the next day. Like, there's no fucking way. And I'll ask you sometimes, but you always deny it. But for you, there's really no way. First of all, I don't do it very often. But second of all, there's no way for you to really know because, like, that thing's always full. Like, you just shove it at the bottom. And I know that if I put it towards the bottom, I won't see it in like 6 months.
In 6 months, Nat.
That's how
bad.
Are you
a dirty person?
No, we are.
Hey, we don't judge. We don't judge, though. My bad.
Jake,
I'm sorry.
You know, that's how long it takes the circle of life from the bottom.
Dude, yeah, because we don't wash whites. We rarely wash whites.
It's so rare. Let's see. Bless you. Unless we need something.
Yeah, so we hardly wash white. So, like, whenever you wear something white, a white sock, you're not going to see it for, like, the next 2-3 months. Because
minimum.
We never put that in the cycle. Sometimes when I'm bored, I just put, I don't know what it is. There's a certain, whatever, a piece of clothing, and I throw it under the whites because I don't want to see it again. And I think it was, like, one of my ripped underwears.
That's so real.
Instead of throwing it away, because I'm not going to throw away a good piece of underwear. It just has a hole, easy access. So I put it in the whites and just...
Because it makes your conscience feel better, but that's the reason that we get this buildup. Is because of shit like that.
Whenever I run out of underwear, I go under the whites again and I just pull it out. And
dude, you know what? You know what I just discovered out of that fucking hamper the other day?
What'd you find?
Okay, so we emptied out this hamper like 2 days ago or 3 days ago when we were doing the Jadley video. You guys have to watch that video, by the way, because it's super funny. But, dude, okay, so remember when we hosted? So what month is it? We're in December. When was the last time that we hosted? Was it
Halloween.
For my party?
Halloween and then your
party. No, before that.
Yeah, your party.
Was it my party? Okay, so during my party, if not before that, I don't know, either that or the time before that we hosted, I had bought this like bag from Target that had these like clear containers that you're supposed to put your laundry soap into, like to get rid of like the like the name brands. And they're super aesthetic. And I even got the labels and everything, right? So I had this bag on my laundry room because I was going to do it. Anyway, time got closer to when our guests were going to come and I never did it. So what I did was I lifted the laundry of the whites, put the bag at the bottom, and I covered it. And then the other day I was like, wait, what's this corn fondue cheese doing right here? So I pulled it out and I finally, it's not organized yet, but it's there. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen this thing in months.
Yeah, I see in the laundry room, there's like, you can find anything in there. That's like where we put, it's like a second garage, dude. We don't want to see this in our sight on a day-to-day basis. Just throw it in the laundry room and it'll be disappeared.
It's so bad.
Okay, my face ID isn't working. All right, so you know whenever we play Fortnite together, and mm-hmm. you like wander off, whatever, and you like, I'm me. And I can't get to you within like the next like 10, 15 seconds.
So you don't go.
I say, I'm going. No. I'm like, all right, I'm on my way. But there's still chests that are here around the house, right? So I make sure to get every single chest. And then if I get good loot out of them, then I'll rush. But if not, I'm just staying with wherever I'm at. And I'm like waiting for you to like die or something, because that's your karma for leaving me in the first place.
I'm not going to judge because I do the same thing. So.
Oh, I know you do.
Yeah, so
but yeah, you don't have to judge. Don't worry.
No judging. Thank you. I understand why you do what you do.
But I'm not done.
Okay, continue.
We listen and we don't judge. Whenever you're gone, and it's just me, Ellie, and the girls. Just me and the girls, right? Sometimes I just let Ellie on the balcony, close the door.
Oh, no.
And then I give Tia treats, apples. Because Ellie doesn't know. She's like laying down on the balcony looking outside, but I just spoil it, Tia.
So the next time that I get one comment in my video talking about, you guys like Thea or Ellie more, just remember this moment. Jake, oh, bless you. Jake will make it his entire life mission to make Ellie's life miserable because Ellie bites him. But you know what? It's fine. And this is why there's that balance where like Jake gives Thea the world and I give Ellie the world.
It's just funny. Like, I promise you they're treated so, like 100% on each side.
Ellie's richer, but that's fine.
Ellie is not richer.
Ellie is totally richer.
Hell,
did you know
no.
that Ellie got reached out by Aritzia? Hello. She is so much richer.
All right.
Thea.
Ellie, and then Ellie did do like a RoboRock. Okay.
Yeah, Ellie is richer.
She has a higher portfolio, okay?
Yeah, she has a higher net worth. So to be honest, Ellie's living. Thea, on the other side, has to fucking live on her dad's crowded ass bed full of clothes every day. Like, literally, I'm not even exaggerating. Sometimes you'll go into Jake's. So that's Thea's room now. Jake's gaming room. He has the guest bed in there now. And Thea will go in there whenever we're cooking because she hates the smell of cooking. So she'll go in there. And because Jacob never does his laundry, like when I know I made the joke about my laundry, you guys, but Jake's a million times worse. And so his bed has like a, what would you say, like 4 feet high of clothes?
Like 2-3 feet of jeans.
Oh, okay.
Because jeans are thick. Like one pair of jeans is like 4 or 5 inches.
Okay. We'll say 2-3 feet high of laundry, right? And so Thea will jump and find her way in the freaking nest of clothing and you won't see her. Like, you'll just see one of her eyes peeking through the clothes. So that's pretty much their life.
All right, we listen and we don't judge. You know, okay. How, like, recently we've been putting the girls in the room and, like, making sure that they don't sleep in our room because they get our pillows ready. So whenever we go in the room, Thea goes in the crate first. But I make sure Thea goes on the bed and Ellie goes in the crate. And then I lock it and then I close the door.
Jake, everything that you're showing is just that you hate Ellie.
It's just not, I don't hate her, but I remember growing. I mean, I remember like Thea would always get like the crate treatment, like for valid reasons.
She deserves it. Yeah. She deserves it.
But like now that I think about it, Ellie, come on. You do bad stuff all the time.
No, she doesn't.
She eats food.
She does no wrong in my eyes.
Okay, you need glasses and open your eyes, all right?
Oh, you want to talk about that? Thank you. This leads me to the next subject. The other day, okay, you guys. So Jake lately has been listening to me when it comes to this subject about making sure that the dogs are in their room. And this is super important because I talk about it all the time, but they rip shit up, okay? That's just the way it is. Thea sniffs food out from a mile away and she will take it from anywhere. It doesn't matter, okay?
Ellie too.
No, not as bad as Thea, okay? Don't even get me started on that. So Thea has, they know where their treat drawer is, which is the very bottom rack of the pantry. So if that pantry door is open, you're cooked because she'll go in there, pull it open with her snout, and then take every single bag, rip up the bag, and eat everything. And that's super dangerous. Anyway, Jake was like pretty on board with me. I was like, Jake, make sure the dogs are placed. Like every single time I remind him, the dogs are placed, and he'll be like, yeah, the dogs are placed. Yeah. Okay, anyway. This, he had already told me like 3 days before, like, oh, they haven't, oh, he was like petting Thea. He was like, oh, Thea, you haven't ripped anything, huh? You're such a good girl. I was like, yeah, because she's been in her room. Anyway, Jake took that and ran with it. So guess what Jake did? He didn't place the girls the other day and we left for about 4 hours or 3 hours.
It was like three, bro. It wasn't even long.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours that we left and we come back and Jake knew that he had left the dogs out. So I know you were just hoping and praying that the dogs didn't do bad shit.
Dude, I was like, all right, I closed every single door. I made sure everything was closed. The only thing that they could get into, but I didn't know at the time, was a trash can because the trash can wasn't closed all the way. It was like barely cracked open. And the only dog that gets in the trash can is Ellie because she's the only one that surfs and stuff. Listen, yeah, it is. It's Ellie. So she grabs whatever she could grab out and then Thea would see it on the floor too and then grab it from Ellie. But that's the only thing that happens. So we're walking in the house and I walk up before Nat. Nat takes freaking years to get up those stairs. Take off her boots, whatever, untie them. I have shoes on, just undo them, whatever. Take them off. I walk up the stairs and I see the trash and I'm like, damn. And the dogs want to go outside really quick to go pee because whenever they're scared, they have to go pee. Thea was trying to go outside. I was like, no, Thea, I'm going to go upstairs real quick. I have to do stuff. And I see on the second floor, as soon as I walk up the first floor to the second, I'm like, no way. It's like crumbled Farmer's Dog packets and everything. Like everything that was in the trash, it's on the floor. So I'm like, oh, shoot. I hear Nat on the first floor still. And I'm like, oh, I have a little bit of time to clean this up. I'm like, good girls. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm like, come here, Thea. And I'm trying to like get her distracted to think like, they're not doing anything bad.
He didn't say anything, you guys.
I'm picking up all the plastic off the thing, but they're like little bits, microplastics, bro, I swear. So it's hard to grab every single one of them. And then I'm like doing like one trash run at a time, throwing everything back in the trash. And then I didn't see, but there's like one next to the stairs where you're going on the second floor. And then Nat sees me bending down. As soon as she comes up, she sees me bending down and picks something up. And then she's like, ah, cabron, ah, gotchas. Who did it? And then the girls just run upstairs. And I'm like, fuck, bruh. Because it's like, it's a slap in the face to you because you tell me not to let them out, not to let them roam free when we're gone. And I'm like, nah, they're good. They haven't done stuff in months. And the one time we give them that free roaming space, they rip shit up. And I was so like... Damn, I'm just getting like shitted on in front of my face by my own daughters, bruh.
Yeah, that's what it was. But you know what, Jake? You can't say they haven't done anything in months. It's because you didn't give them the chance. Like, dogs are always going to choose to eat the food. They're like, they can't make the conscious decision to say, oh, that food looks so good, but I'm not going to eat it. They're not going to do that. They'll do that if I'm right here, right? Because she knows, like, oh, mom's going to say no. But if there's nobody around, right? If you were to put a nice warm chocolate chip cookie right in front of my face and there's nobody around, I'm going to eat it. Hello. Right? So don't go the same way.
But the thing with Ellie, okay, it's Nat's problem too. So Nat always games and has food next to her. Whatever the food is, she doesn't eat it all. Like, it could be a little piece of cookie. Nat. I'm
okay, that
you're
was
gonna, you're gonna eat the cookie, but it could be like a couple brownies or whatever, and she's eating them, and then she leaves the rest. Right? She goes to sleep, doesn't turn off her computer. So I do my little nighttime routine, and I see the food there. I'm like, oh my, this girl. But I just turn off her computer. Ellie is like Nat's best friend. So whenever they're gaming, Ellie's in her room, Thea's in mine. So Ellie knows everything going on in that room, and she knows that there's a brownie in there. So the next morning, as soon as she like wakes up, she's like, pretends to love me, go whatever, and then she walks away. And as soon as I go downstairs, she comes back up slowly, goes into Nat's room, and eats anything that's on the on top of your yeah. desk. And I can tell you one time, dude, we left, and we forgot that stuff was in there. And this is like the first time we started noticing, like, Ellie eats the stuff in Nat's room every time. A coffee was spilled. There was food on the floor. It was right when Nat put her new wallpaper on her desk. Yeah. And it was stained because, like, the coffee spilled, the food was gone, the plate was on the floor. And we're like, who did this? Did we get robbed? No, it was just Ellie. Ellie counter surfs and rips everything up in the way. Whatever she has to do to get that food, she'll do it. She'll
I know, jump. But she's a baby. And, like, truthfully, if there's nobody around, like, why would she say no to the food, you know? Uh-huh. But you know what happens, you guys? This is the biggest piece of advice I could give you, right? Once a dog gets away with it, like, I think like a good 2-3 times, that's it. Like, that's game. You're pretty much screwed with that behavior for the rest of your life. And the only thing that you could do about it is not leave food out. Like, because the more times they get away with it, the bigger that behavior gets. Like, Ellie got so bad to the point where, like, and it was just because we're dumb. Like, we would do things like we'd go upstairs and she knew that we were upstairs. So she'd like creep her way down and like sniff around on the island.
She's
and stuff.
So smart. She's it's genius. Hilarious.
That's why she can get away with this shit. Like, Thea could never get away with this shit. But Ellie's so smart that she knows when we're not looking. And it's funny because I've been catching her lately do it. And I'll see her like slowly. But she'll look back every 2 seconds to make sure we're not following her. And then she'll get the food. Anyway, she got away with it so many times that she started doing this stuff at my parents' house and Jake's parents' house. When we'd go, she starts sniffing the counters. Now, the only thing you can do is not let her get away with it any more times like that. And she hasn't. She hasn't gotten away with it at all pretty much anymore. And yeah, it's been kind of working. Like, her behavior, it's just like now she doesn't expect there to be food on the counter because she has not gotten any food for months.
My parents got the trash cans that like have the lids on them. Before, they didn't have a lid on the trash can. It was like an old trash can. But now they got the ones that has a lid on it, and then you start to push it open the lids.
I think, like, they're really good, right? Ellie and Thea are really, really, really good dogs. But at the end of the day, they're still dogs. Like, they're still going to want to do this stuff, and you have to expect it. And I feel like that's a thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people always say, like, oh, well, my dog does this, and I want it to be fixed, like counter surfing. It's like, well, you can't really fix that because they've gotten away with it for so long.
So they're used to it already.
Yeah, that's pretty much what, yeah, you have to just make sure that the food isn't there. You can't really correct, I mean, you could try to correct it, but you just have to make sure that the food isn't there.
You think the dog thinks every time, like, I jump up on the counter, I'm going to find something to eat?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. But the thing is, like, dogs are really smart. Like, Ellie will scope it out by sniffing first before she makes the jump, because she knows once she jumps, right, like, she has like a second of time to grab before, like, she makes noise and we catch her. So she'll sniff the entire island first. She'll do like a circle. She'll sniff, and then she knows where the food is. So then she'll go back and then sniff again. And then she jumps and grabs it. I've seen her do it. She jumps and goes down really, really fast. Like,
what gets me is like when they do it and they know it's wrong. They know 100% it's wrong, because as soon as they eat it, they're like, fuck, like, nah, they have to lay low, mm-hmm. or like go hide. But yeah. Why do they do it in the first place if they know
because
it's wrong?
Because, babe, they're dogs. They don't know. Like,
they do know. They know it's
they
not
They know
to...
it's wrong, but their instinct to eat it. Like, I know so much shit is wrong, but I still do it because my...
Like eating hot Cheetos with Red 40?
Like all that stuff, right? I know that it's like when you eat sweets and you know that it's really bad for you. It's going to make you feel like shit for the next week. But you want it so bad in that moment that you do it anyway, right? That's the same thing with dogs. It doesn't matter, you know?
It's okay. You like sweets. I know. It's all right.
Yeah. Thankfully, my chip eating habit went away after my BBL because that was really bad. It was really bad. I was eating chips so often. And then after my BBL, the chip habit went away, but the sweets habit is still there.
And yeah, horrible. For me, whenever we're on road trips, I have to be eating something. If not, I get like sleepy and then...
And then cooked.
Yeah, yeah. We cooked, chat.
All right, we are going to wrap up today's episode, you guys, because we have to go back into the city right now. We're filming an entire vlog, so we're going to go get some more content.
I'm having an allergy attack. If you guys didn't notice in like the past 5 minutes, dude, I can't even breathe. Why? I can't see. I have no clue. We gotta search around for an EpiPen or something.
What? Are you serious? You've never had an allergy attack.
I mean, nah, my eye's twitching, but.
Your eyes are red?
Yep.
What did you eat?
I don't know, but thank you guys so much for watching this episode. We will see you guys in the next one.
Bye. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.